It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. Our conversation about working the overnight and trying to get enough sleep prompted this comment from Elizabeth Wisnia. All this talk of work in the middle of the night and the human propensity to sleep at night and be active during the day got me thinking about the last 5 years of my life. As the mother of two small children, I often find myself awake in the middle of the night and working during the day. It's hard to recall the last time I got a good, solid, uninterrupted sleep. The lack of sleep has definitely affected my memory and performance in all areas of life. Too bad babies can't work the graveyard shift. They seem to have no problems waking and being active in the middle of the night. We talked about recent figures that show Americans rely more on government assistance to make up their income. And Daria DeAndrea in San Francisco sent this email. We all receive government assistance if we drive a car, ride the bus, use a sidewalk or a streetlight. The people who are receiving a cash payment, food stamps or help with medical expenses need not feel stigmatized. After all, they paid into the system when they were working and able-bodied. As a taxpayer, I welcome the opportunity to help out my fellow Americans. That is what a civil society does, and we are an uncommonly wealthy one, even in our present situation. Finally, our discussion about the benefits of advanced placement classes brought this comment from Suni Shirazi. I'm a junior at University High School in Tucson. I believe what has failed to be recognized is that at most high schools in the U.S., students can choose to take the AP course, but aren't necessarily required to take the AP test. The tests are expensive, and for a state like Arizona, students don't get waivers from the school districts. We don't have to pay enrollment fees to take the classes. They're free college courses that are offered to all American students. The educator is most important, and if they are not properly trained to teach higher-level classes like honors and AP, the students may be at a loss. If you have a correction, comments, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can get the latest on the program if you follow @TOTN. You can also follow me there, @Neil Conan, all one word.